Congressman, thanks for making time.
Always a pleasure, David. For you, absolutely.
You haven't been assigned to committees yet, but I do understand that you get a chance to state your preferences to the group that actually does the selecting. What are your preferences?
Well, you know me well enough to know, David, that I'm a little bit of a different kind of a person. That's another way of saying I'm old. Instead, in a positive way, I'm experienced. So when I came out here and was asked to submit my committee preference sheet, I pretty much just said, you know, I'm here to serve the constituents of the first district. Here are my skill sets. You place me where you think I would best use my decades of experience, whether it be in the military, whether it be in the, you know, in the medical equipment field as a small business owner, or in some cases, I mean, one of the committees is, you know, a science and technology. It includes space. I mean, with aviation background, there's some natural fits.
During the campaign, you talked about the importance of getting veterans quality health care in the district and of reforming the way things are done. There's a project in the Traverse City area called Project Cherry Tree that's working to start a community-based care network for veterans, you know, to get them care closer to home. Do you plan to work with them going forward?
Absolutely. And, you know, you used a great term in your sentence there, your question about reform, because there's a lot of things that they don't need to be ripped apart. They just need to be reformed to the point where they're functional. I've already had briefings with the committee that's in charge of the Project Cherry Tree evolution. I met with them about 3 weeks ago in Traverse City. Got a briefing from that group. So that's a long answer to yes. I am excited about the opportunity for this project because it encompasses not only healthcare but education, job training, you know, all housing, all the kind of the issues that would, in some cases, be obstacles. So we're going to turn them into opportunities for veterans to relocate to the Traverse City area to start with, to bring their families, to get a job, to flourish. And if we get that right, which we will, then that becomes an example for other parts of the country to do the same thing.
One of the major questions in the first district going forward is what will happen with the Sioux locks. There's been approval to build a new lock at the Sioux for more than 30 years, but it hasn't gone anywhere. Congress has not been able to get the funds for that. And the project hasn't been a priority for the Army Corps of Engineers. What do you plan to do to help get a new lock built?
I plan to work with other representatives who may or may not know at this point how devastating a closure of the Sioux locks could be to their district, whether it's in Texas, California, you know, Missouri, whatever district in this country could potentially have to shut down factories and lay workers off because we couldn't move goods and materials through the Sioux locks. And as regard to the Corps of Engineers, they've got a lot of important projects on their plate, and it's time now for them to entertain why the Sioux locks is the right project to move forward on.
House Republicans took some heat already when they voted in support of limiting the power of the Office of Congressional Ethics, which is a group that investigates members of the House for ethics violation. It doesn't remove people from the House. That's another group. The effort ended up getting abandoned, but the vote was taken behind closed doors, and I'm wondering how you voted on it.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, you're sitting there, you're a new person, you know, in Congress, and you're figuring out what it is from the standpoint of what do we really need to do. I don't care what committee it is or what bureaucracy it is. Is it functional? Does it serve a purpose? So, you know, what happened, but the reality is it because there was really no vote or whatever. I mean, it was just an interesting discussion.
Did you voted on it?
One of the things that I did run on my platform is going to reduce the size of government and reduce the size of bureaucracies that do not function on behalf of anyone, but the bureaucracy is just there for its own purpose.
Do you think that was one of those bureaucracies?
Well, I think the situation is such that it was, you know, it's one of those things where there are already rules in place and agencies that do investigations and do them appropriately. You know, anytime you do something like this, this costs money. This costs man hours. This adds to what we spend. So it's complex. And I think there was some excitement in a lot of quarters that it really wasn't warranted. But the bottom line is, you know, as a Marine, I was all held accountable. And I plan to hold myself and others accountable for their actions, especially here in Congress now. So I think it kind of got overblown.
I'll ask just one more time, and then we can move on. How did you vote on it, though, when the vote was taken?
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable with it.
You voted no, that's what you mean. Right.
You want to interpret that, I didn't feel comfortable with it. Yeah, I thought there's a future here that we need to get into this because it's important. We're not going to slack up on the ethics piece. We're not going to slack up, but we need to get it right without wasting the taxpayers' dollars.
Congressman Jack Bergman, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, David. Enjoy. See you. Bye.